Hi, word lovers, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. From time to time, we find ourselves straining to remember something noteworthy, the last name of an old acquaintance, or the combination of a padlock, or the dates of the Punic Wars, or whatever it might be that we once knew but is for the moment lost to memory. As we strive to retrieve the information, we might reflexively say, "I am racking my brain to remember such and such." This phrase, to rack the brain, has been an English language cliché for centuries, although it first appeared in 1583 as to rack one's wit. The expression relies on the notion of an instrument of torture, introduced to the Tower of London in 1470, called the rack, a wooden frame outfitted with rollers and ropes designed to stretch a human's arms and legs in opposite directions. The rack was used as punishment for crimes and as a tool for forced confessions, until it was abolished, in England anyway, in 1640. So, when our linguistic predecessors said they were racking their wits, or when we moderns proclaim that we're racking our brains, we're figuratively stretching or even torturing our memories until they confess or produce the information we desire. Christy the Wordsmith comes to you from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana. Good day, word lovers.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.